Yeah, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'd like you to take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to Psalms chapter 62. I don't know what you call this, but I want to give, if you'll give me about 10 country minutes. Foreign country. And I want to just give you this simple thought. Amen. And I hope that I can get it in your heart the way the Lord put it in my heart. I needed this when He gave it to me. And I'm telling you, you need it tonight. Amen. In Psalms chapter number 62, please. The Bible says, look with me at verse number 1. Truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From Him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you imagine mischief against a man? You shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall you be, and as a tottering fence, they only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth. But they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God. For my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity. Men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. Thou renderest to every man according to his work. And I'm stuck here now and interested in verse number 5. That little phrase, my expectation. I think the preacher touched on it earlier. And I want to ask you something tonight. I think it'd behoove us to maybe get a tablet tonight or in the morning when you're alone with God. And find you a quiet place. And I mean this as seriously as anything I've ever said. And sit down somewhere, just you and God, and take a pen and a tablet and write down some things you expect from God in this meeting. Is it all right if I ask you tonight, what do you expect from God? When's the last time you expected anything from God? I expect great things from God. There's some things that I put my life, my trust, everything I have is on Him. We need to increase our expectation of God. The psalmist said, my expectation is from Him. God is my expectation. He is what I expect tonight. Is everybody alright? I'm telling you that overwhelmed my soul when I realized that I need to learn to expect some things from God. And I began to think about it. What should I expect from God? And I didn't have to go farther right here in the chapter. No, I just read them and approved with God. It's, there it is. That's for me. Is everybody alright? You can't get a Yankee to come down here and steal our words. My daddy used to say, son, some people are blind you with their brilliance. And others will baffle you with their baloney. I'm serious as I can be tonight. I wanna adjure you tonight. I wanna challenge you tonight to find you some time tonight or in the morning and get you a tablet, a piece of paper and a pen and write down some things, pray about it, and write down some things you expect from God. Amen. Hey, when's the last time you expected something from the Lord? When's the last time you sought Him after it? Amen. When's the last time you got a hold of God over some expectation you had for Him? Amen. There's some things I expect from God tonight. Can I give you a couple? 10 minutes, we're done. Amen. Just a couple things real quick. Number one, can I help you? Are you listening to me, folks? I'm serious tonight. I expect God Almighty for my salvation. I'm not trying to get in, working my way in, seeing if I can make it, amen. I'm telling you, I'm expecting salvation from God, amen. When it comes to salvation, He is my expectation. Everything of God is in Him. It's all in His basket. I'm counting on Him for my salvation. Amen. That's how tonight, are you listening to me, folks? That's how tonight I can say, I know that I know that I know that I'm saved. And because I'm expecting God for it. Amen. And if He ain't good for His Word, we in trouble. No wonder. That's why it's important tonight that you have the right book. That's why it's important. Every word, every jot and every tittle, just exactly right. If there's one mistake in that book, my salvation is shot. Hello? Do you hear what I'm saying, folks? I'm telling you now, I'm not worried about being saved. I'm expecting God for it. My trust is in Him. I'm dependent on Him. Everything I have is in His Word. Amen. I'm expecting God for my salvation. What do you expect? How you gonna get in? Well, I'm working on it, preacher. Yeah, I know we covered that last night.
Amen.
You know what your problem is? You think too highly of yourself. I'm telling you tonight, the only way in my world I know that I'm saved is because God said so. Amen. And I'm expecting Him for my salvation. Listen, I know this may not be the one y'all expected, but can I help you? I have fought hell and all day long by the acre. I don't know, when I got up this morning, I knew I was going to preach tonight. I didn't know it yet, but something inside of me, and I began fighting the devil like I've never... Somebody needs help with God tonight. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm telling you, my expectation is in Him tonight. It's in nothing I've done. I'm not going to be saved because I preach. Not going to be saved, amen, because I'm a Sunday school teacher, or because I go to church, or because I tithe. I'm saved because my expectation is in Him, amen. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. That book says, He only is my rock. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 2, He is my rock and my salvation. I don't think you understand. I'm expecting God for my salvation. Is everybody okay? The Lord is salvation, amen. His long suffering is salvation. I thank God for His word, amen. And that's all I got to go on tonight. If it ain't right, I'll throw it in the trash can and go fishing. Go play golf. Hello? What good is it if you can't trust it, amen? What good is it if you can't put your life on it, amen? I'm betting my life. I'm giving my life on the fact that God's word is true and correct, and He doeth all things well. Amen. I don't know about you, but my expectation is in the Lord. Are you listening to me, folks? I expect Him for my salvation. That's too simple for you. I'm just telling you, I'm trying to help you. I know I'm saved. I'm not worried about it tonight. I'm expecting God for my salvation. Amen. Not only that, look at it. Everybody all right? Bible says in verse 2, He only is my rock, my salvation. He is my what? I'm expecting God for my stand. Amen. Not just my salvation. I don't stand in this thing alone. Amen. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is taken stand. He is my rock tonight. I'm putting it all on Him. Amen. Sometimes when I don't feel like I can go on. Sometimes when I don't think I can make it. Sometimes when I feel like throwing in the towel. Amen. I'm telling you, God comes in from another world. Strength is there to help me stand. Amen.
That's good preaching, brother.
I was in the church one day. This illustration, is everybody all right? And it was one of them churches. I'm not saying it's wrong. You do what you want to do. That's why we're called independent Baptists. But you know how them Yankees are. I mean, sometimes they just don't have it together. And so what they'll do is the fella get up and say, now, let's all stand and sing, Peso. They'll all stand and sing. Let's sing another, Peso and so. They'll sing another. And they say, all right, you can be seated. Let's sing another one. And I thought unto God, we gonna sit and sing? Oh no, no, that ain't, that's not the punchline. You hearing me? Is everybody all right?
Yeah,
he's saying, turn the page so and so, let's sing, stand up for Jesus. I am telling you, church, my expectation is in God.
Amen.
What are you, look at me. What are you expecting for? What are you depending on Him for? What are you expecting out of Him? No. Not for eternal life. We already covered that. How is it coming today? What do you expect from Him today? What are you expecting from Him in the morning? Hello? Everybody all right? I'm telling you, we take so many things for granted in the Word of God. We bypass so much. A simple little word. Can I tell you something, folks? God, hears me. My expectation is in Him. He alone, Paul said, at my first answer, no man stood with me, notwithstanding the Lord stood with me. Amen. He is my expectation for my stand. Amen. Hallelujah. I got six more country minutes. Stay with me. Everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
I'm hurrying. That's point number two. And I just got 37. No, I'm just kidding. You know that. At least I'll tell you when I'm joking. One more thing about this. This word stand. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
I said I'm expecting God for my stand. Amen. About 25 years ago, I might have shared this before. I was in a meeting in Boaz, Alabama. Some of you might have been there. And I remember this Yankee getting up. I don't know what it is about Yankees tonight. Maybe it's just that we're surrounded. I was standing in the back, just coming in the door, and a man walked up to me, and I've never seen him before in my life. If he came in the door tonight, I wouldn't recognize him. But I knew he was a Yankee. It was just something about that park, the car. And Joyzy, you know. And he came up to me, and I just walked in the back, and he stuck out his hand like that. And I shook his hand, and he looked me in my eyes. And he said, brother, and he didn't know who I was. He never called my name. He looked at me, and he said, brother, he said, better men than you have fallen. Turned around and walked away. Simple little phrase about my stand. And I'll never forget it as long as I live. You know how I know I can stand tonight? You know how I know That mighty man of David stood there, and yes, the Bible says his hand clave to
yes,
the
sir,
sword.
Preacher. Yes, sir, brother.
And God wrought a great victory
Amen.
In that little pea patch
Amen.
On that day.
Yes, sir.
You hear me? You hear what I'm saying, folks? Hey, what is your expectation tonight from God? Amen? I'm expecting God for my stand. Number three, I'm hurrying. Everybody all right? I hope I ain't missed nothing tonight. I'm trying to help you. Amen? Look with me, please. Number three. Notice what it says here. The Bible says in God, verse 7, is my salvation and my glory. Amen. Now watch this. I'm expecting God tonight for my song.
Amen.
My shout.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. My praise to Him.
Yes, sir.
I don't have, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
I'm expecting God Almighty tonight for the song that's in my soul. I remember as a young man, Brother John, I know you know what I'm talking about. I remember as a young man, I didn't think nothing about God, didn't want God, wasn't interested in the things of God, but I just allowed the music and the filth of this world to just flood my gates, come inside. I mean, and guess, can I tell you something, young folks? Once they got inside there, it was like a broken phonograph, and they never leave, they never go out. And bro, I'm telling you, any time, day or night, when the devil decided to mess with me and mess with my mind, he'd put on an album or a record, amen, and drop that needle on in my mind, and I'd lay that 2 o'clock in the morning, begging God to help me to go to sleep, and that thing of playing over and over and over. But one day, God came in and ran that filth out and put a new song in my soul. Amen. And I'm expecting God for my soul.
Thank you, brother.
My uncle used to sing when I traded Jack Daniels for John 3:16. That's a pretty good trade if you ask me. Amen. Can I ask you a question tonight? What's your song? Is it a sad song? Amen. Is it a heartbreak song? If you're listening to that country, that's all you're getting, honey. Amen. I mean, that's all they know. I mean, if you ain't drinking before you start listening, honey, you'll be drinking when you get through. Now, some of you know what I'm talking about. You know I'm telling the truth. And I'm going to tell you, when you replace it with Sweet Hour of Prayer, that'll help
yes,
me. When you replace it with How Great Thou Art.
Yes,
amen. You know, can I help you tonight? Do you know why I'm expecting God for my song? Everybody all right?
Yes.
And you don't know why I'm expecting God for my song? But evidently, some of you have never heard me sing. Well, then you know what I'm talking about. I'm expecting God for it. Hello? I like that jailhouse music. Behind two bars looking for a key. Amen? I'm telling you, folks, I begged them at church one time when we had a big enough crowd to have a choir. I said, please let me sing in the choir. And they said, Pastor, how about just let us handle it? So I said, well, I can beat this. I can go over their head. So I went in my office and shut the door and got on my knees and I said, Lord, Please let me sing in the choir, in the choir. And you know how sweet and loving God is. He said with a real sweet voice, "Now son, you just stick to preaching. We'll get somebody else to sing." I'm expecting God.
Amen.
For my song tonight.
Amen.
Everybody okay? Do I still got a couple minutes? Amen. I'm just trying to help you folks. Amen. Can I give you two more?
Amen.
Just real quick. Amen. In verse number 7, he said, "In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength." I'm expecting God tonight for my strength.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know what the Bible says? I believe it's in Nehemiah 8. It says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength."
Amen.
Amen. Now listen to me, folks. I don't know what you need to ask God for. There's been some days here lately I've really needed some help. I've really needed some strength from God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, I've been in places like some of you have when it seemed like everything was broken in pieces and shattered all over the floor. There's just no way to pick it up. All you can do is sit there in tears and say, "God, get me out of this." I'm here to tell you tonight, God said, when I'm weak,
amen,
He's my strength.
Yes, sir.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
I'm telling you, folks, are you listening to me? If you have an expectation tonight, if you need some, expect God for it.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He would not have put that in the book if He didn't know that you needed to expect the Lord to do some things in your life.
Amen.
Expect Him for your strength. Everybody okay?
Yes, sir.
I promise you, I preached this once before. I could spend a half hour on each one of them. But I know your seat's having to endure some things. You ought to expect the Lord for your seat. Everybody all right?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Well, and he said, and finally in verse 7, "And my refuge." I want to say I expect the Lord tonight for my shelter. When life sends a storm. Here just a while back, not too long ago, we had a bad storm coming through Alabama. And I think that particular day, they said 18 tornadoes touched down around the area. And it just happened to work out that our neighbor across the road, we live up on a dirt road on a mountainside. And our neighbor across the dirt road there, they had a little mobile home over there and they just pulled it out, up and left. I mean, house and everything. But they couldn't take that storm shelter that was over there in the yard. And so, my wife and I, being charitable and cautious, we found out and realized the storm was heading toward us. We slipped out the back door of Brother Sam and moved right across the road there and slipped in that storm shelter. Now there was one condition. Once we got inside and I realized it was full of spiders. My wife sat in the storm shelter and I stood outside with an umbrella. We We had a shelter for that storm. That's not the one I want to talk about. You see, just a couple months before that, we had another storm come through. Except I wasn't at home. I was in Colorado. My wife and her mom was there at the house. That particular storm, they said we had 100-mile-an-hour straight-line winds. And I came home just a few days after that storm, and I asked my wife about it. Here's what she told me. She said, we went to sleep about 10 o'clock, and we never woke up. All night, the storm just railed. The yard was tore upside down. The storm, the wind came in and blew straight across my house, right across the top of it, and as far as from here to this camper out here, right on the other side of my house, about 8 big pine trees about that big around it just uprooted and laid on the ground. It's like it just skipped my house and hit the trees. We had no shelter that night, but I expected God for it. And He always comes through.
Amen.
Do you know what He said? And I'm closing. Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Do you know what He said about Israel? Here's what He said about Israel. I can't remember all the verses, but here's what it sums up to. He said, if Israel had to ask me for that, I'd have given it to them. He said, the reason I didn't give them that is because they didn't ask. God said, the reason I didn't give Israel this over here is because they didn't ask me for it. He said, had they asked me, I would have given it. Are you hearing me, folks? I'm just asking you tonight, isn't there something you should expect from God tonight?
Amen.
What are you expecting from your Father that cares about you? He's concerned about every aspect of your life. I'm expecting big things from Him. Would you stand with me tonight? Maybe somebody could come and play sister. I appreciate you doing that. While she's playing, if you need to come tonight, what are you expecting from God? Hey, there may be someone here. Maybe you're lost tonight. Maybe you don't have a clue. Maybe you had no idea what we're talking about. Hey, you can expect God for salvation tonight. You can trust Him. He's trustworthy. If you need Him, why don't you come? Somebody take a Bible and show you how to be saved if you don't know how. Whatever your need is tonight, I promise you, the Lord can meet that need. He doeth all things well. While others are praying, you come if you need to come tonight.